praise this morning. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Right when you are praying for the morning service, pray that God will move in a very powerful way, that the Lord will have his way this morning. Right when you are, pray for your neighbor that's sitting beside you. To the left, to the right, lift them up in prayer. Pray for yourselves. Amen. Pray that God will move in your life this morning in a very powerful, that's what effective way. Amen. Come on, pray for that neighbor. If you're able to hold the neighbor's hand, that'd be good. Bible says when there are two or three touching and agreeing, he'll be there. Pray for the hand that you're holding to the left. Pray for the hand that you're holding to the right. Now pray for yourselves. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to talk to you this morning. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come into your house of worship. Have thy way this morning. We claim it in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Let me say good morning to everyone. Good to see you all this morning. Thank God for his glory. Thank God for blessing us and keeping us one more time. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is going to be a great day because God has made this day. And because the Lord has made this day, the Lord is going to continue to bless you. Amen. He's going to continue to pour his grace and mercy upon you. July 9th, 2023, our morning worship service, our students' board, annual day. Amen. Let's give our students a hand of praise. Amen. Thank God for them this morning. Thank God for them this morning. We have our program participants. They are in position to help us this morning with our morning worship service. We're going to have our call to worship, my sister Vivian Johnson. Not our call to worship, my home is Bill. Opening hymn this morning. Then we have our prayer by Sister Constance Jones. And then we're prepared for another selection from our choir. Amen. And it's time now we're going to get ready for our doxology. Praise God. Remove all this.
say, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Prayers go up, blessings come down. We just convicted for one thing, some of us may be for another. Whatever the case may be, we still saying thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, sir. Father, as your Bible throughout the states. No, Father, if you're in this place, everything will be all right. Thank you, we'll miss somebody.
whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Amen.
Our home, well, he's not reaching our home, but ours is coming up July the 24th through the 26th.
We'll be at St. Paul Avenue Church in Brunage on the 17th and 18th. We'll be at St. Beulah on the 19th. And in August, we'll be at Nun's Chapel in Troy. So John Chuck, get ready to travel with Pastor. Other announcements, our t-shirt sale is ongoing. However, those of you that put in to order a t-shirt on this first round, Nikki needs the money by after church. They are ready for delivery. If you did not get a t-shirt this go round, we'll be making a second order. So we have time to get one on the second go round. Everybody that purchased one this go round or said they wanted one, get your money to Nikki. Also, we have a small bake sale after church with our YPD. And then those of you that are planning on going on this beach trip with us this Saturday with the YPD, please be at the church at 8 a.m. to depart. And now for our birthdays and anniversaries. There are no anniversaries on record. One more announcement before I forget. As you all know, one of our own, Jessica Brown, passed away on the 4th of July. Her visitation will be this Thursday at Coleman Funeral Home from 12 to 5. And her funeral services will be Friday, July the 14th, here at John's Chapel at 1 p.m. So John's Chapel family, you know what we are supposed to do for our loved one. Now back to our birthdays. Birthday today. My uncle, Samuel Clay. Yay! July the 10th, Shannon M. Baldwin. And July the 11th, Rashawn Stackhouse. Where everybody else, please stand so we can sing happy birthday to our honorees.
Thank you.
morning, Johnstown.
Good morning.
And thank you, Reverend White, for allowing me to do this. These prints belong to my nephew, Charlie Ray Steinders. Most of you knew him by CR. And he gave them to me several years ago. And I could never find the appropriate place to put them. And it came to me that he would love to have them here at John's Chapel. Because he loved John's Chapel, and John's Chapel loved him. So on behalf of the Clark Steinders Edwards family, I present those prints for the historical room here at John's Chapel.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, let's give another hand up of praise. Thank you for being obedient to God's Spirit to be the blessings and keep us. And we'll take good care of our picture frames. And we're so thankful and grateful for John's Chapel being able to show love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. To receive love from this particular family. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Obtained a degree of elementary education from Daniel Payne College, having to care for four young children. She's a retired educator from Florence City School District. She's happily married to retired Elder Willis N. Huggins for almost 61 years. She's a happily married to Reverend Presiding Elder Willis N. Huggins for almost 61 years. She's a life member of the WMS and a former Connational Chair of Bridget WMS. She's the mother of five and a grandma of five. Her favorite hobby is shopping at thrift stores. Her motto in life, there is no secret what God can do. There is no secret what God can do. And now, church, please help me to welcome our own Sister Huggins as I speak.
Various seats.
meeting and not know what to do during the celebration. Students, you should begin all work with prayer and refrain from gossip and vain chatter. You should be reverently alert and graceful in movement while the sacrament is being administered. The students are to clean away vessels and linen at the conclusion of the service. Leftover communion, wine, and bread may be returned to the pastor for his use or disposal. Students' attire is never an elaborate display. The shoes and stockings should be suitable for the occasion. The traditional uniform for the students is white, which symbolizes symbolic of the Creator, of perfection and peace. It represents life, joy, peace, and purity. Uniforms mean conforming to a given standard of likeness. Dress hat, costume, jewelry, fancy handkerchief, and other decorated ornament must be avoided as they inspire reverence. They distract worship attention from God. God and God should be the focus point of worship. Baptism is the outward sign of becoming a Christian. So students, you should be very careful also with sacrament and baptism. Now, these are what makes an effective student is one tithe and give generously. Honor and respect the pastoral leadership. Has a polite, caring, and cooperative spirit. Is spiritual and reverence in carrying out their duties. Attend monthly meetings and respects the leadership of their board. Is in uniform when our board is on duty. Believe in basic Christian principles and practice living Christian living. Set good example of Christian as a Christian and in leadership. Love people. Get along with others. Has a servant heart and a compassionate spirit. Is effective in their Christian service. Is punctual, dependable, and trustworthy in completing assigned tasks. Is willing to learn and change when situation warrants the same. Has the ability to work along with others and as a team. So students, you have a great responsibility in the church. Don't ever expect to get a pat on the back for what you do. But always remember, you are working for God and not for man. May God bless you and may God keep you, is my prayer.
Thank you, amen. So for goodness, come on, y'all, let's give another hand of praise for that challenge this morning. We are so thankful and grateful again for our students, President, Sister Diane, amen. Come on, stand, let people see you. Let's give her a hand of praise for putting together her program along with her team. All the students, and Jonas Shepherd, you all stand. Come on, students, and y'all stand. Stand, get able to stand. Come on, y'all, let's give them another hand of praise. Thank God for our students. We see that it is a challenge trying to do what God has called us to do. Again, Sister Huggins, we are so thankful for you giving us a God-sized blessing. Amen. Amen. On the first G is God. She says, students, love God. And when you love God, you're able to love people. The second G is giving. She said, you want to be a giver. As a student, you have to give your time, your tithe, and your talent. Then the third G, she said, be gentle. Be nice. Be kind. Don't gossip. Don't lie. Don't bite, you know? She said, you should come in here praying and working for God. that we are tithing here in our church. We have to tithe, that's all our members, to make sure that we are tithing here in our church. Amen. We have to remain self-sufficient. I know it's summertime, but we still have to keep God on the top of our agenda. Amen. With our giving here in our church. So make sure that we are tithing. We can tithe through several ways of giving here in our church. On page three, you see the opportunities of giving. You can give by Cash App, you can give. Also by Giveify, you can just bring your offering down to our officers and give through your envelope this morning. Repeat after me. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. Let's stand on the church this morning, and Father Lisa from Ushers, let's come around and give. Thank you. selection, that quick reminder that you are our all in all. We thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we just pray that thine will continue to be with us. This is your time, this is your place, and these are your people. So have thine way. Do what you need to do to me, so that you can need to do through me. Help me, God, while I try to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Let our hearts say amen. 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 Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Come on and give God your best praise this morning. Jones for leading us in this song. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's give her another hand of praise. I mean, we are so proud of her. I mean, God is blessing her real good. Just don't know, girl. I mean, the Lord is using her. She took a major risk by being obedient to God's Spirit to be a part of our church. God spoke to her and she moved upon the voice of God. Not Pastor White or our presiding elder or Reverend Huggins Jr. She come because God sent her. I mean, the Lord said, now you serve for the GD program.
Yes, God.
I went to her about the GD program, and she quickly jumped on board with the GD program.
Amen.
She prayed about it, and she said, I see my purpose. I see why God has placed me here.
Amen.
Got a part of the GD program, and the GD program is doing well. Very healthy, very successful. Her students, they love her. See the text message. I see what they're doing. Amen. They're clapping for her right now. Amen.
Amen.
Make it easy for them to learn. And not only that, because she don't mind. I like to talk. I talk to her. You good? Now you're good. And now she has not only part of a GD program with the Enterprise State Community College, but they also going to hire her to teach history. Teach who? Literacy, okay? So they hired her to teach literacy classes at the junior college also, amen?
Hey!
Somebody on the shop, Pastor White, don't be doing it. Thank you. Amen. And that's my prayer. I'm always praying that God place me around people and entities that you're blessing. I just don't want to be connected to anything. But I want to be connected to people and different entities that God is blessing. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Quickly, been doing some preaching and worship. Psalm 34, 11, 15. We got about 10 minutes. Come on, y'all. Let me go. Go fast. Print within your bulletin. You have our notes. Back of the bulletin on page 8. So take a screenshot of the bulletin and put it on Facebook, on Church Flow, real quick. Church Flow on social media. If you have social media, let's put the 3 points on social media. Also, you also can tag your friends and family members and let them know that we are here at John Chapel worshiping the Lord. So you can press location. Amen. Also press location. Where are you? You here. special brick in your house. You got that ring bailed, amen. Just see what look, you know, it'll be, amen, let you know, amen, amen. So go ahead and press, location on your phone, show them that you're here at Jeremy Chapel, AOE Church, amen. Church flow, that quick church flow. All right, Brother Brent, thank you, my friend, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Quickly in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34, we're going to look at verses of stanza 11 through 15 real quick. It says, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and love many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking lies. Depart from evil, and do good. Seek peace, and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Amen. Quickly using for a subject this morning, one word, lifestyle. Amen. Lifestyle. Look to your neighbor, to your left, and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
My good neighbor.
Lifestyle.
Look to your neighbor, to your right, and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I showed them good neighbor.
I showed them good neighbor.
Lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Amen.
Amen.
The ushers may be seated. Thank you, ushers, for serving. Let's give them a hand of a praise. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. The story is told about this certain man. He had a horse for him, and he was training this particular horse how to stop on his command and how to go on his command. This particular man, he was a deacon in the local Baptist church, and he wanted to use church workers in order to control his horse. He wanted his horse to stop on his command, and he wanted his horse to go on his command. The church words that he used, the word hallelujah, meant stop. The words praise the Lord meant go. So every time the man said hallelujah, the horse would stop. Every time the man declared praise the Lord, the horse would take off. So one day he was riding his horse, and his horse got spooked. And the man looked back and he saw a big black bear that spooked his horse. So the man was scared, and the horse took off. And the man couldn't think right. He couldn't think clearly because the bear scared him and his horse. So the man shouted, Jesus, and the horse kept going. The man shouted, grace. And the horse kept going. The man was able to see a cliff. And the horse was headed to the cliff. And the man shouted, mercy. And the horse kept going. And when he got right to the cliff, the man shouted, hallelujah. And the horse stopped. And the man said, praise the Lord. And the horse took off. Can't stop a praiser. Even in the midst of danger, a praiser will still praise the Lord. Even in the midst of darkness, even in the midst of death, a praiser will continue to praise the Lord. You can't stop a praiser from praising the Lord. With David in the text this morning. David is a praiser. And in spite of his situation, in spite of his condition, in spite of his surroundings, David still had enough with him to praise the Lord. David said in verse number 11, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? good. Point number one is insight. Insight deals with knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Spiritual insight comes from focusing our life on God. Spiritual insight comes from focusing our life on God. David said, come. David is giving his servants and the people around them, around him, a teachable moment. David in the text said, come. David at this point is getting ready to school his servants and the people around him. David is like, let me take you to school. Let me teach you about the goodness of God. David said in the text, I don't want you to Google it. I don't want you to go and quiz it. I don't want you to ask someone. I don't want you to research this. David said in the text that at this point, I'm going to teach you concerning the goodness of the Lord.
So David
keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking lies. Lord, help me, somebody say amen. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Point number two is integrity. Integrity deals with dependability, honesty, trustworthiness. Integrity is being what we say we are. Amen. David is saying in the text, integrity is being what we say we are. He said, if you truly worship God, you will be what you say you are.
All right, that's pretty flat.
David is showing us in the text that hypocrisy will kill the church. Hypocrisy will kill the family. Hypocrisy will load the morale on your job. So David is showing us in the text that integrity is the key. So David said, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Grandmother said, if you don't have nothing good to say, my grandmother said, shut up. Amen. That's the most of the tool, amen. But I'm in the pool of it, amen. I'll teach you later on, in other words, amen. No! God has given us our lips, our teeth, and then our tongue. It's like God trying to hide the tongue. Amen. Your lips are first, your teeth are second, and the tongue is third. It is like God trying to protect us from using the tongue. It's the reason why God has given us two ears and one mouth, so that we can listen more and speak less. Lord, have mercy. So David is showing us in the text how important it is to utilize, amen, integrity. He's dealing with a rough crowd. His servants, they were used to cussing. Made some of them feel good. They were used to fussing and fighting. I mean, they were the rough crowd. They were like Debo. They were like baby kids. They were part of the Babylonian maybe. I mean, they were the rough crowd. Like the whites and those. They were part of the rough crowd. And David tells the rough crowd and said, now you got to protect your tongue. Watch what you say. Be a man and a woman of character. Because once when you speak it, it's gone. You can't take it back. It's like toothpaste. This morning, I got a good habit of brushing my teeth early in the morning. And I pray that you have a good habit of brushing your teeth early in the morning. Amen? Somebody shouts, that's a good habit. A real good habit. So when you take the toothpaste and put it on your toothbrush, just try it one day. Take the toothpaste off the toothbrush and try to put it back in the tube. You can't put it back in the tube because it's what? It's gone. It's been used. It's out there. And while you try to put it back in the tube, you make it a mess. Trying to put something right that's already out. So that's how it is when you lie on folks. That's how it is when you criticize the people. That's how it is when you try to pull people down and you try to take that next bite. God, that mercy. You ain't clean enough. All you know is making a mess on top of a mess. So the first thing, don't lie on folks. Don't criticize people. If you can't lift nobody up, Lord, Sit down. He said, now depart from me and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. David still dealing with integrity. He said, depart from me. He didn't say, hang around me. He said, depart from me. Some people like evil.
Amen.
Some people will tell you they like engaging in darkness, dysfunctions, confusion. I had an adult to tell me some months ago. She said, because my life is miserable, I want to make sure that everybody who works here, life is miserable. Grandma was like, it come out of me. I was like, you know, that devil is a lie. But misery loves company. So David said, you got to depart from evil and do good. Just don't leave evil and don't do good. So David said in the text, you got to make that U-turn and pursue after peace. He said, seek peace and pursue peace. Notice now, David is saying that if you are in the company of peace and peace exit from you, David said you ought to run behind peace to capture it one more time. David said in the text, we are called to be peacemakers when you worship in God. And whenever you have a lifestyle that's pleasing to God, you bring peace to the family. You bring peace to the church. You bring peace to the community. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify that whenever you have integrity, people can knock you down, but God will pick you back up again. Whenever you have integrity, people can do you wrong.
In other words,
words, God's eyes are watching you 24/7. I'm watching. Eye of God. And his attentive ear is always pointed to you. In other words, God cannot take his eyes off of you. Because your relationship with the Lord. David saying in the text, this is why you're so blessed. Because God's eyes and his ears are upon you. I wish I had some help this morning. Don't you realize that that's a blessing? When you take the initiative to stone, to do away with evil and to praise good, to do away with lying and gossiping and pulling people down, and you pursue peace and happiness and joy, David said in the text that the eyes of the Lord is upon you. And the truth of the matter, the real thing of this morning, that's why they couldn't stop you or block you, it's because the eyes of the Lord is upon you. That's why you went through surgery the way you went through surgery. I mean, it was, amen, a five-day surgery. It was a five-day stay in the hospital, 6 weeks stay in the hospital. But you are, Lord have mercy, an outpatient who went through some major surgery, and now you back at home or in the church one more time. And the reason why God healed you and touched you is because his eyes are upon you. Oh, church of the living God, I'm so glad this morning that when the eyes of the Lord is upon you, the truth of the matter, the real deal, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. When the eyes of the Lord excited to say.
Yes, sir.
It's my real worship.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I got away from evil.
Yes, sir.
I pursued what was good. I didn't lie to no one. I didn't criticize. I didn't pull people down. Whole week I didn't do none of that. I didn't engage in none of that foolishness. So when I come to church on Sunday morning, I feel good. You know, I feel like my worship is real. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to fake it. I don't have to dress up. Why? Because I did all that stuff on the week. Now here I am on Sunday morning. I feel it. I know he's here. Because I've done what God has called me to. If you're here this morning and you don't have a relationship with the Lord, it's impossible to have a divine or a godly lifestyle without having a relationship with the Lord. You've got to be born again. The first birth of this month was through mama. But the second birth was through God. All you have to do is just come and give me your hand and give your heart to Jesus. Not joining John's Chapel, that's the second church. But joining God's church, that's the first church. Maybe you're here this morning and you're saved and have a relationship with the Lord. And you love the Lord, but your lifestyle is not what it ought to be. And you want to come and say, God, coming to you this morning, like David, I'm coming pursuing, I'm seeking peace.
Yes, Lord.
I can't even sleep at night. You keep waking me up because of my lifestyle.
Glory.
I can't even think at work. I can't even think in class. I can't even think while I'm in the church. My mind is wandering away from you.
Yes.
And God, my name don't even know it, but you know it, God.
Yes, Lord.
And God, this morning I want to come to your altar and say, God, I need you to fix me. I need to be fixed. Maybe you're here this morning and you have a relationship with the Lord and you're looking for a church home. Come on, come on and be a part of what God is blessing. We'd love to have you. Come to Christian Experience, come to Church Atlanta. You come because God is calling you to come. Maybe you're social media this morning, you're not saved, you want to be saved. While the choir preparing to sing us a song, we have an opportunity to receive Christ. Number 3, salvation. Number 2, repentance. Number 1, joining the church. If you're willing to receive Christ this morning through social media, repeat after me. Lord, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for this day. Now, Master, I confess my sins, which are many. Come into my heart. Come into my mind. Come into my soul. Father, I thank you for saving me. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you say that prayer with me through social media, I believe that you've been saved. I believe the Lord has written your name in the Lamb of God. Type in the number 3. If you want prayer through social media, type in the number 2. Our tech team, they'll pray with you. If you want to join church through social media, type in the number 1. We'll be here for you. If you want to join God's chapel or join a church in the local area, we'll make sure you get there. Number 3, salvation. Number 2, repentance. Number 1, joining the church. Amen. Let's stand on the church this morning. It's your opportunity to come. Come on, come, come. Come on, come, come. Thank you. praise the Lord. Our students, come on and stand here for praise. Amen. Doxology, praise God, whom all blessings flow.